I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, Managing Partner of Maurice Owen. Rob, we're about to start 2024. Where has 2023 gone? It's shot by. Unbelievable, really, how fast things seem to move nowadays, but that's us getting older, I guess. What's your outlook for 2024?
I think it all comes down to some of the bigger, more global issues as to the impact that they potentially have on the economy and the globe, and if you like, the more global economy. I think, you know, inflation's coming down, and in theory, that should continue to happen, subject to oil prices going up. Interest rates are hopefully at a peak, but if they're not, they're probably, you know, a very small amount off of a peak. And they may stay there for a period of time, but I think most commentators are expecting them after the, you know, by the end of next year to have started to have come back down again. And therefore, probably for most businesses, it's not a rosy outlook, but it's not doom, gloom and despondency. And it's just, you know, keep going and continue to monitor stuff. I think if you look at the various economic data, the one that perhaps is highlighted is, and we've talked about this before, if you go back a year, the amount of job vacancies to the amount of people that were looking for jobs, there was massive amounts of vacancies out there. Those have now really started to come down, and therefore I think the employment market should start to get a bit more easy for businesses. So that's going to be interesting. The big unknown is, when are we going to have an election? Whether we're going to have any more giveaways in the March budget for a general election, and the impact of that on the economy.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest factor, isn't it, for 2024. When is it due? Because we had a December election previously, but I think it could potentially slip into 2025, couldn't it?
Yes, yeah, January 25 is, if you like, the long stop date.
Long stop. Yeah, and yeah, who knows? Who knows? There's a lot of political hot potatoes, aren't there? The biggest one, of course, is migration at the moment. So there's an expected fall off in migration, isn't there? Because less Ukrainians coming over, less people from Hong Kong coming after those two specific issues. So I guess if there's some good news, let's call it, in terms of migration falling, that might lead to an election. We are hearing, aren't we, from our various sources that there is likely to be some significant growth in the investment markets coming. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to relate to the election, does it? Because it's world markets, you know, that could affect that as well. But certainly pension funds and wealth management organizations are saying that significant growth is round the corner, whether that corner will be turned in 2024. Yeah, I've heard two that haven't put a date on it, and one bank that I know someone who gets pretty good information from them is actually saying 2025, and that 2024 will not see significant growth. Property markets, what do you think in terms of the property market? Have you any kind of insight in that, or is that again a symptom of the general economy, and will pick up when the economy picks up?
But I think it's slowed a bit. It's slowed, and prices are sort of, if you look at the headlines, have gone down a little bit. But it's difficult at this time of the year really to understand it, because the property market always slows towards Christmas and in January and February, and therefore you have to wait for the spring, which is the traditional time, to see what's happening there. The bigger issue with the property market is developers actually getting planning permission so they can go and build houses. That's what I hear is almost the bigger concern than actually rate of sale or anything like that.
Right, right. And of course, cost, you know, materials have gone up. We know we're still waiting for the connector road, aren't we, in our part of Swindon to be completed, which is just slightly, well, say bizarre. I mean, it is what it is, but, you know, more money's got to be planned for that. There's some big spending plans being talked up, aren't there, in Swindon, about a theatre. Just the news broke, I think, last week about potentially a theatre and a significant amount of investment. So there's rhetoric around, you know, development, isn't there? But I guess, yeah, you know, it's, we're probably going to be in a situation where, which you explained the other week, which is when we sit here this time next year, we would have had a roller coaster of a year and we'll probably be okay. And we'd be thinking, well, if it was going to turn out like this, it was going to be okay. So maybe we should just take it easy. And,
I think the key issue for the coming 12 months and, you know, if it goes into January, so be it. But the reality is people just will be calling out for an election because they just want to know what's going to happen going forward. And I think it's all the political issues that you've mentioned that, will hopefully start to build confidence again because we know what the outlook is.
Well, Bill, thanks very much for your contributions across the year. Do have a good Christmas with your family and we look forward to speaking again in the new year.
And you as well. Thanks.